From the Center for Investigative Reporting and PRX, this is Reveal. I'm Al Letson. Bethany Gonski knows what it's like to rebuild after a hurricane shuts you down.
I remember coming in and everything just covered with slime. I felt more like a general contractor than a principal.
She's the principal of St. John Lutheran Elementary, a private religious school in New Orleans. It's been around since the 1800s, but 14 years ago, the school building, along with much of New Orleans, was destroyed by Hurricane Katrina. So she had to start from scratch.
Walking into the first grade classroom and all their little paperback books had swollen up with water. I remember a chair that had floated, just kind of tilted and balanced precariously on a shelf in the library. But it was the bottom floor was just total destruction.
It turns out total destruction was not her biggest problem. Volunteers restored the building by the next school year, but the students had disappeared. They spread across the country after Katrina.
We did have one little boy who was in pre-K came back when we reopened.
The first year back, St. John Lutheran had just 9 students. Then a politician dangled an opportunity.
This is about making sure that every mom and every dad has the chance to make the decision about where their children get their education.
That's Republican Bobby Jindal, who's the governor at the time. He's pitching a voucher program. Vouchers use public money to send kids to private school. This is one way that New Orleans became a giant laboratory for education after Katrina. The biggest experiment has been charter schools. Every single public school in New Orleans is now a charter, which means they're privately run and have less oversight than traditional public schools. Vouchers take privatizing public education one step further by picking up the tab for private school tuition. Jindal promised that vouchers would help lower-income kids get a top-notch education.
This is making sure that every little boy, every little girl out here has a chance to go to a great school.
Bethany Gonski signed right up.
It did help us. It was a simpatico relationship. You know, the parents benefited and we benefited.
Now, St. John Lutheran is almost full. Taxpayers cover tuition for nearly 3/4 of its students. And Gonski is not sure if the school would survive without vouchers.
It would be questionable, yeah.
10 years after Louisiana's program started, almost 7,000 students use vouchers, costing Louisiana taxpayers $40 million a year. Later in the show, we're going to hear how Education Secretary Betsy DeVos is trying to expand these programs nationwide. But first, how are they working in Louisiana? To find out, we teamed up with TV station Fox 8 WVUE, NOLA.com, The Times-Picayune, and public radio station WWNO. They're a part of Reveal's Local Labs, our initiative to work with local newsrooms to tackle investigative questions like this one. Reporter Jess Clark of WWNO gets us started.
On a weekend morning, 9-year-old Demi Martin answers the door to the townhome where she lives with her family. She's in soft pink shorts and a t-shirt, and her hair is still a little disheveled from sleep.
How are you guys?
Good. How are you doing?
Good.
That's Demi's mom, Dominique Martin. She has a rare Saturday off from her job at Whole Foods, so she's making her kids breakfast, bacon and eggs. As her mother cooks, Demi snuggles down into an overstuffed gray couch to play video games with her 6-year-old brother, Denim.
But jump on your man. You cheated.
Demi loves dancing, social studies, and is thinking about starting track. She has big, expressive eyes and is about to go into 5th grade.
Everybody think I'm going to 4th grade.
Because you're little.
Dominique gets it. She's short, too. Demi may look younger, but she acts older. Dominique has a nickname for her, the Little Mommy.
She keep me on my toes. She's always like, hey, Mom, did you remember to do this? Or did you get this? And I'm like, oh, shoot, I forgot.
What was the last thing she reminded you?
Let me think. Oh, Denim with his medicine. She was like, did you get Denim medicine? You forgot he don't have anymore? You don't want to wait till it's emergency. And I was like, okay, Mom.
Dominique says she's always been that way, sharp, proactive. When Demi was getting ready to enroll in school, Dominique worried about where to send her.
I saw how smart she was, and I wanted to keep that, and I wanted to help it blossom.
But public schools in New Orleans historically have had a bad reputation. 15 years ago, right before Hurricane Katrina, New Orleans' graduation rate was just 54%. Dominique left school a few years before that. She and her sister went to their neighborhood school until ninth grade. But for high school, they tested into a public magnet program with kids from all over the city. They quickly realized their wealthier classmates were much better prepared than they were.
A lot of those kids had already went to private schools, so they went to really good elementary middle schools, and it kind of made us feel like we were behind.
Since the move to charter schools after Katrina, public school graduation rates and test scores are way up, but there's still a lot of dissatisfaction. Parents say the system is hard to navigate. To enroll your kid, you have to enter a lottery for a spot. Families can apply to almost any school, but parents say it's a lot of research to figure out the right one. There are around 80 schools to consider. And although test scores are higher than before, they're still pretty low. The state gives schools letter grades based on standardized test scores, from A to F. Dominique looked up those grades by going to the district's Parent Resource Center. You can also find them online. She figured the grades would help her find a good public school for Demi.
Because, like I say, if they're passing these tests, it's like, okay, so these children are learning what they need to learn. At least we know they're getting the concepts.
But it's hard to get into schools with an A or B. For one thing, fewer than a quarter score that high, so there aren't that many spots. And some of the A schools have admissions requirements, like testing. It's way easier to get into a D or F school since they make up 40% of the district. Parents who have the money can send their kids to private schools, and many do, a full quarter of New Orleans families. The public schools wind up serving mainly lower-income African-American families. Dominique supports three children on her salary at Whole Foods and thought private school was out of reach until she heard about the school voucher program.
My initial thought was, this is great, this is awesome, because now, you know, our children can get the same education as kids who are more fortunate.
That was the idea behind the state school voucher program. Former Democratic state lawmaker Anne Duplessis fully supported it from the start. She believed it would help families escape bad public schools.
We've had families who told me in that early years as we were designing the program, we're stuck.
Since leaving the legislature, Duplessis has become the head of the Louisiana Federation for Children. That's a branch of a national group founded by Betsy DeVos before she became U.S. Secretary of Education. Duplessis is one of the state's biggest proponents of sending public money to private schools. She says Louisiana students needed something new.
I realized early on that no matter how many times we try and legislate something different or throw money at the traditional public schools, it's not going to work.
The way the voucher program is designed, lower-income parents enter a lottery to get between $8,000 and $11,000 a year per kid, depending on their district. They use the money to pay for private school tuition. Students are eligible if they've attended a poor-performing public school with a letter grade of C, D, or F. Kindergartners can get a voucher, too, even if they've never attended public school.
Well, then you want a turkey bacon?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Dominique scoops the bacon out of the pan onto a paper towel to cool for denim, and then goes to the fridge to find the turkey bacon for Demi. If only finding a school that worked for her kids was as easy as finding the bacon they liked. Back when Demi was in kindergarten and Dominique first qualified for a voucher, there were around 25 private schools in New Orleans to choose from. It was overwhelming. But Dominique felt good about having private school options.
I just assume because you're paying, you get a better education.
But that's not always the case. To make sure the voucher schools provide students with a good education, students who receive the vouchers have to take the same standardized tests as they would in public schools. The state uses those test scores to grade the private schools. Voucher advocate Anne Duplessis told my reporting partner, Lee Zurich of Fox 8, that parents know their voucher school's letter grades.
Every parent knows what their school is rated, right?
Do they?
Yes.
You think
absolutely.
So?
Absolutely. I would think so. And today, yes.
But Dominique couldn't find that information.
A lot of the information was unavailable.
Like it said, unavailable.
Yeah.
And she wasn't alone. Lee and I went to 5 carpool lines at voucher schools to ask parents if they knew what their school was graded.
Do you know what this school is rated by the state?
We got the same response each time.
Not sure.
No.
No.
I don't. No, I really don't.
They were rated an F last year by the
really?
State.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know.
Do you know they were given an F by the state?
No, I didn't know that.
Do you know how to find that information?
No, sir.
We learned that parents don't know because the state doesn't publish letter grades for voucher schools. The Department of Education calculates the grades, but keeps them hidden. Without a letter grade, Dominique went by word-of-mouth recommendations. For kindergarten, Demi went to a small Lutheran school. Dominique says the teachers were nice, but it felt more like childcare than school. So for first grade, Dominique signed up Demi to attend a private school called McMillan Academy.
I had heard great things about McMillan.
Like many New Orleans elementary schools, McMillan had a marching band, which was a draw for Demi. Dominique showed me some Instagram videos from a parade. Demi's wearing a red leotard under a big blue windbreaker. She looks like the tiniest dancer in the whole group.
What did you do in the band at McMillan?
I was a major, right? I was one of the
You were not
first.
A major.
No, I was a dancer.
Demi really liked being a dancer, but Dominique was after academics.
They sold me on what they were going to do for her as far as, oh, hey, we have this program, we're implementing this, we're implementing that. But of course, when I got her into the school, it was a whole different story.
Dominique says the school promised small class sizes, but she remembers Demi being crammed into a classroom with about 30 other first graders. Dominique sat in on a few lessons.
I felt like the classroom was so large and it had so many problematic kids in the classroom. So I told the teacher about that, and her response was, yeah, I mean, when I try to teach the lesson, you know, some kids can't hear because other kids are being problems.
Demi wasn't getting what she needed. She had a lot of trouble with reading.
My day at the beach. It was early summer, and the weather was really hot. Tyler's mom had told him that on Saturday, they would be going to the beach. Tyler was...
She can read well, but she can't comprehend.
Can you give me an example?
So there was a packet that the teacher sent home with various short stories. And so she would read the short story, and at the end, you would have to answer the questions. So she would read everything fine, and then when I said, okay, so... who's the main character of this story? Who is this story talking about? She's like, I don't know. And I'm like, how do you not know? Didn't you just read the story? And she was like, yeah, I read it, but I don't know what they were talking about.
The big treat of eating dinner in a restaurant.
Dominique asked McMillan teachers for help. They directed her to a website.
All right.
Called Starfall.
You know...
It has free exercises that teach kids how to read with phonics.
An, can, pan, ran, fan.
And they were like, if you go on this tool she needs, this will teach her how to grasp certain concepts better.
That was the last straw. Demi needed help with reading comprehension, and McMillan teachers directed her to a website to help sound out words. This did not feel like the private school experience she was promised. After 2 years, she decided to find a new school for Demi. With no letter grades to compare, Dominique once again has to go by word of mouth.
Hail, Miss McGee.
school she'd really like Demi to go to is Louise McGee. That's an elite private school in a fancy part of town. Those are McGee's students singing the school's song in a video posted to the school's Facebook page. Tuition at McGee costs about $21,000 a year. Dominique has talked with parents who sent their children there, customers she's helped while working at Whole Foods, and they rave about it. But when she looked through the schools available in the voucher program, Louise McGee wasn't listed. The school doesn't take vouchers. Neither do any of the other elite private schools Dominique knows about. She has a gut feeling why.
Because most students that are on the program are kids that are in poverty or kids that are less fortunate. And I think it's to keep those students out of their schools.
McGee's administration declined to comment for this story. But national research shows one major reason elite private schools don't join voucher programs is to keep control over who gets in. With McGee out, Dominique looks into other options.
I had heard some things about St. Rita, about their work really good with younger kids.
At this point, Demi is going into third grade, and this will be her third private school paid for by vouchers.
So I said, okay, we'll give St. Rita a chance.
St. Rita is a Catholic school. It's been around a long time, since 1924. Dominique's family isn't Catholic, but they appreciate the religious practice and sense of community.
I feel like the religion side of it plays a part in her manners as well.
I was eating and then I forgot that I didn't bless my food, so I told her and my brother to hold my hand so we could pray over our food.
Catholic education has long been a big thing in New Orleans, mainly for white families, but also for Black middle-class families. But enrollment dropped in recent decades. Now, many Catholic schools need students.
So just 1 minute, everyone quiet?
1 minute, everyone quiet for 1 minute.
All right.
Thank you.
My colleague Lee and I are at the New Orleans Archdiocese headquarters, setting up for an interview with the head of New Orleans Catholic Schools.
So, okay, how long have you been superintendent?
About 19 months, but who's counting?
Raynell Houston sits at a small table in her office. Little religious figurines stare down at us from a set of built-in shelves behind her. Houston believes vouchers have been good for students who participate in the program, officially known as the Louisiana Scholarship Program.
Participation in the scholarship program gives us an opportunity to evangelize and catechize. It gives us an opportunity to reach families and children that we might not normally reach.
Does it allow you to keep schools open that would otherwise shut down?
For schools that are predominantly scholarship, I guess you could say that. But that was never the intention of our involvement in the program.
About a third of the Archdiocese schools participate in the program. Most of those had been losing students before the voucher program came along.
Those schools wouldn't be open if not for the scholarship program.
That is correct. Yes.
Last year, the New Orleans Archdiocese schools took in $19 million from the voucher program. But while vouchers are keeping many Louisiana private schools afloat, we found vouchers are not helping kids do any better academically. One windy spring day, I stopped by a Catholic school where almost all students get a voucher. Only 17% of them perform at grade level. I was talking to parents about the school's test scores when Principal Vicki Helmstetter walked up.
So what radio station?
I'm with WWNO.
I asked her why her school's test scores are so low, nearly 10 percentage points lower than the local public schools.
What do you think is going on there?
Well, I think there's a lot of things. First of all, we take in new students every year. You know, when the new students come, they're not coming with all the skills that they need.
Helmstetter says the school is trying to bring them up to grade level, but that low-income kids have more challenges.
I can't do anything if mom works two jobs and she can't do homework with her son at home every night.
These are the same challenges New Orleans public schools are facing. But data from the state shows public schools are doing a much better job than voucher schools of helping individual students catch up. In fact, our analysis found that if you put all the voucher schools together, their students would come in next to last in making progress out of all the districts in the state.
the results are disheartening for sure.
Douglas Harris oversaw research at Tulane University, which found that students who went to private voucher schools didn't do any better than their public school counterparts in English. They didn't go to college at higher rates, and they actually lost ground in math compared to students who stayed in public school. That means students may actually be worse off in the voucher schools.
Maybe in the long term they get better, but there's not a lot of evidence at this point that that's going to yield meaningful improvement for these kids.
Since the state doesn't publish voucher school letter grades for parents, we did. We used the state's formula. About a third of schools taking vouchers aren't required to be graded because they don't have enough voucher students. But for the ones that do get graded, it doesn't look good. Here's Lee reporting what we learned on Fox 8 when we first published our investigation this spring.
Last school year, 92% of the schools graded received a D or F. No school graded an A or B.
That means those schools aren't bringing their voucher students up to grade level. We also found that many students are leaving public schools for private ones with lower test scores.
Hey, baby.
Okay.
Good dinner.
Okay.
Dominique sets the kids' breakfast plates down on the table. Through our reporting, she learned St. Rita earned a D the year Demi went there. She had no way of knowing that at the time, but she could tell academics weren't up to par. Demi's reading wasn't getting any better, even with Dominique trying to work with her at home. When she asked for help from the teachers, she got a familiar response.
All right. You know.
There's this website called Starfall, they said.
And can pan ran fan.
This time, Dominique wasn't going to wait around. Her daughter was going into fourth grade and still behind. Dominique tried a fourth private voucher school, the Good Shepherd. Some of her friends recommended it. The school was in a brand new building. To Dominique, it seemed forward-thinking. They talked about data and individualized learning.
So I had expectations that, okay, this year is going to be the year I'm going to see something different.
But the Good Shepherd got a D the year before Demi signed up. That's the latest data available. Of course, Dominique had no way to find that out before. Voucher advocates say test scores aren't everything. And it's true, parents choose voucher schools for many reasons. Some see private schools as safer than public schools. Some like the faith-based approach, or the school's history, reputation, or culture. For Dominique, it's about skills. Dominique says Demi's reading has gotten a little better at the Good Shepherd, but not much.
Do you want me to show her one of my report cards?
Yes.
Demi runs upstairs to get it.
Can I see your report card? Is this it?
Yes. See, Demi needs to be more focused on her work in order to complete her class assignments. That's in her writing class. She had a D. So I say, well, how do we fix this? She said, well, I can tell you that this app, Starfall, is a good app.
All right. You know.
More of the same. Now Demi is about to go into fifth grade. She's still behind.
And I don't know where to go or, you know, who to talk to get her the help that she needs.
For now, she's going to keep Demi at the Good Shepherd. Because even in this mecca of school choice, Dominique feels like she's out of options.
Of all the private schools that Demi went to, the one where she joined the marching band stands out for just how much public money it got from voucher students. But at the same time, just found out the state was investigating that school.
They also found evidence of possible manipulation of the testing.
What's that word you said? Possible. And when you throw that out there, it's possible, and I'm going to be blunt about it, it's possible that you're a serial killer.
That's next on Reveal from the Center for Investigative Reporting and PRX.